God, listen to that crowd. The crowd is so excited, and so am I. Welcome, everyone, to the inaugural broadcast of Loser Talk with Lair, losing a lot more than just weight. I said it, it's the inauguration. We've got banners flying. We've got a huge crowd. I look exactly like Brad Pitt. I know that you can't see me, but I'm hot. I'm wearing a tux. Brad Pitt's short, so I don't look like Brad Pitt. I look exactly like Alexander Skarsgård. He's taller. So I look like Alexander Skarsgård. Yeah, he's tall. Anyway, I'm hot and I'm dressed up and I'm ready for this and I'm excited. Once again, my name is Larry, and I'm a national coach with the number one weight loss and health and wellness company in the world. I've been blessed to be able to be a small part of many different members' wellness journeys over the years as they make changes to their lives and help me change mine in the process, too. Just starting off, let's get the socials out of the way. Follow me on Instagram at Larry's Losers 22. On Facebook, it's The Evolution of Larry. And on there, you can ask how to join our exclusive, private, Larry's Losers VIP group. You can join our family in that private group where there's all kinds of new, fun ways to connect with me and the loser family, where we can learn and grow together on our journeys. So get on The Evolution of Larry. You can private message me there and ask how to join in on our Larry's Losers VIP group. Also, if you decide you like what you're hearing, there is a link where you can gift your support to keep this podcast going. This is so much fun. Thank you. I was trying to decide what should be the first topic to kick off our loser journey into podcast land. I don't even know what a podcast is. Is it radio? Is it, where did AM radio go? Maybe this is what happened to AM radio. So maybe we're on AM radio now. All I know is that you're listening and I'm grateful. So to kick off our loser journey into podcast land, I wanted to start off from the beginning of Lair, the beginning of where unhealthy began for me. And before I start that story, I want to ask if you've ever tried to pinpoint the exact moment where it all began for you. I think it is so important for us to sit down and make friends with our past selves, to shine light on that darkness that still guides us today and realize, you know what? It's all okay. So maybe my beginning angst will help you explore your beginning and start some healing yourself. So here it goes. Picture it. Atwood, Illinois, 1972. I don't remember much because I was just 3 years old. But I do remember I got a train set that Christmas. I remember waking up and it was under the Christmas tree. It's pretty cool. I also remember myself, my brother, and my sister. They were 12 and 13. All of us had a severe case of the chicken pox. Severe, I mean, in our throats, in our eyes. It was horrible. I remember Mom being very sick and in bed. She had just had surgery, having her gallbladder removed. And back then, that surgery was major. Not to be disgusting, but they ripped you from stem to stern, stern to stem. They really, and she had a scar that I loved to play with. I called it her train track. It was just clear up and down, her train track, yeah. And so she was in bed recovering for months. It was a long, long process. You know, the one thing I don't remember at all is my dad. He worked on the railroad and was always gone. But the thing is, he was really gone. He left us when I was three. Left us
when mom was down and out with surgery and three kids. My sister, as she was the oldest at 13, had to help out and take care of us to help mom. That was a defining moment in all of our lives that would guide us and our health for the rest of our days. As I sit and think about that period of our lives and my life in general and how it formed me and my health, I always have to wonder. There's so much to ponder in this. You see, the bigger conversation here is addiction. My mom's father was an alcoholic, so we were all born with that gene raging inside of us. Now, fast forward to this perfect storm of our broken family, and it really time-stamped all of our mental health development and sent it into shockwaves all over the place. Really smashed it. My brother and sister more intense and deep than myself in many ways. They are still stuck there in that same mental space. Sister fighting alcoholism, clinging from one man to another her whole life, never feeling like she was enough because her daddy left her, and my brother fighting alcoholism and addiction, mentally still a teenager, wanting his father's approval and never getting it. I wonder if my father, if he would have stayed and our family would have remained complete, if that alcoholic gene would have ever been triggered in the same way it was, awakened with the vengeance it was left inside us by my grandfather. This is where my deep hatred of self, my insecurities, my perfectionism, my anxiety, depression, my addiction with food, struggles with alcohol, etc. Most all of it can be traced. I also got a free education of a lifetime and was able to watch my brother and sister and what they did to my mother and family and see what I didn't want to do and how I didn't want to live. So I got value from it too. I've realized over the years that if I really wanted to start healing and loving myself, really start loving myself in a way that would move myself toward peace and away from all my anxiety and angst and all the internal fighting that I've done all my life, I had to start looking at my darkness and really being okay with it. Instead of ignoring it and being angry with it, accepting it and shining my light on it. I get so tired of everyone always talking about moving on, move on. You got to move on. No, you don't have to move on. I mean, what are you going to move on from? This isn't something you can move on from. This is branded in my brain for life. I'm not moving on. I'm moving with. I'm moving with. I'm finding a way to make friends with it. I'm letting it help me to make myself whole and perfectly imperfect the way I was made, the lair I'm supposed to be. So now you tell me, have you gone back to where it all began for you so that you can begin to heal, so that you can truly start your process on this journey? The key to all of this is loving yourself. And that includes all the darkness too. What does that look like for you? Let me know in the comments. You can also reach me on The Evolution of Larry on Facebook. You can private message me there. There you can ask to join our exclusive private Larry's Losers VIP group there on Facebook. That group will include all kinds of fun ways to learn and grow with me on our journey too. I'm also Larry's Losers 22 on Instagram. And don't forget to follow this podcast. If you are liking the Larry's Loser podcast vibe, follow the link to keep it going with a gift or donation. Everything is appreciated, of course. So now I will leave you with words of wisdom. In order for the light to shine so brightly, the darkness must be present. So embrace your darkness, and your light will shine even brighter. Let it shine. Love you all so much. Thank you for listening. See you next time.